ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 68 टाइटल द मैरिज ऑफ सांबा शांबा। टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। तम तू ते विरतम चक्रुः चत्वारः चतुरः अयान् एका तु सारथिं जगने चिछेदा अन्यः सारासनम्। तं तु ते विरतं चक्रुः चत्वारश्चतुरोहयान् एकस्तु सारथिं जग्ने चिच्छेदान्याशरासनम्। तं तु ते विरतं चक्रुः चत्वारश्चतुरोहयन् एकस्तु सारथिं जग्ने चिच्छेदान्याशरासनम्। तं तु ते विरतं चक्रुः चत्वारश्चतुरोहयान् एकस्तु सारथिं जग्ने चिच्छेदान्याशरासनम्। Tam, him, to, but, te, de, viratam, deprived of his chariot, chakruh, made, chatvaraha, four. Chaturaha, four of them. Hayan, horses. Ekaha, one. Tu, and. Sarathim, the chariot driver. Jagne, struck. Chicheda, split. Anyaha, another. Sharasanam, his bow. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. But they forced him down from his chariot, and thereupon four of them struck his four horses. One of them struck down his chariot driver, and another broke his bow. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse, that is text number 12. Tam badva virati kritya krichrena kuravo yudhi kumaram swasya kanyamcha swapuram jahino vishan. Having deprived Samba of his chariot during the fight, the Kuru warriors tied him up with great difficulty and then returned victorious to their city, taking the young boy and their princess. Again, there is no purport. Tachrutva naradoktena rajan sanjata manyava kurun pratya udhyamam chakrur ugrasena prachodita. Translation and purport. O king, when the Yadavas heard news of this from Sri Narada, they became angry. Urged on by King Ugrasena, they prepared for war against the Kurus. Srila Prabhupada writes, the great sage Narada immediately carried the news to the Yadu dynasty that Samba was arrested and told them the whole story. The members of the Yadu dynasty became very angry at Samba's being arrested, and improperly so by six warriors. Now, with the permission of the head of the Yadu dynasties, King Ugrasena, they prepare to attack the capital city of the Kuru dynasty. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Vishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Yayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurapise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate గోపేశ గోపికాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తాప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామే హరి ప్రియ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామో హరే రామో రామ రామో హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామో హరే రామో రామ రామో హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామో హరే రామో రామ రామో హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫ్రమ్ 68 చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ 10th క్యాంథో అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద పాస్ టైమ్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ వన్ సెన్స్ వి ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ ఫర్ జన్మాష్టమి ఫెస్టివల్ one of the most popular festival in India and all over the world. But then how do we prepare ourselves in this contest? We are hearing pastime of apparently something very mundane, social affair, social conflict, honor, dishonor, revenge, fight. This is a past time. So as it is said here that this was Krishna's son, Samba, and he was attracted to Duryodhana's daughter, like any boy can get attracted. So in his heart, he wanted to marry her. But then Duryodhana's daughter, Lakshmana, Swayamvara for her. Swayamvara is not for all ladies, it is for only those who are very qualified. That means they have a choice whom to select. But in this event, Samba went and kidnapped her. Now imagine, some kidnapping Duryodhana's daughter. So the Kuru's family, how dare anyone can kidnap our princess? Naturally they were angry, and see the personalities who were involved in that, very Bhishma, Dronacharya, Karna, they all decided that we have to attack this boy, and they attack him. And the way it is said in these words, how did they attack? He was just one and they were many. They defeated him, they arrested him, and they brought back. So this is what happened till now. So naturally this news goes back to Dwarka. Now how will they react? This is a question about family honor, like any other TV serial. So natural reaction is anger. How dare he can. So here Ugrasena is preparing war. There is no peaceful negotiation. Directly attack. So there is a war. War is not an ordinary thing. Of course we hear in the subsequent verse that how Lord Balaram and how he tries for a peaceful negotiation. So this gives us a message that war is not the solution always. Not the immediate solution. It is always when everything fails. And then there is war. Krishna as a peace messenger tried his best to bring some sense to Duryodhana. He agreed for even 5 villages. Just give them 5 villages, they are Kshatriyas, they need to rule something. No. Fine. Then be prepared for the war. That is how we left. So here, of course, Ugrasena is... So this is an activity, unless we hear from Acharyas, well, very nice, exciting, very entertaining. What happened next? Where is Nanda Gopal Prabhu? He was asking, what are you going to speak? No? Kya hoga uske baad? Hoga kya shadi unka? Hoga? Lakshmana's. I mean, this is creating, very nice, you know. I hope this is very true absorption in Srimad Bhagavatam. This person is, what happened? That's what the Lord came. This was the only purpose He descended. Out of compassion for all the conditioned living entities, who no doubt they are very much absorbed in these type of, you know, excitement activities. Why you think the TV serials are so popular? Because by nature we like to hear next. They will stop at the right time, which creates abhi kya hoga next. So the Lord knows it, that this is what people like it. So see the pastimes. See the pastimes enacted like all the previous, you know, whether it is the Dvivida or, you know, Paundraka, or you go back, all activities are just to attract our mind. And but not just attract our mind, then there is so much depth in it. It is directly related to our life, and we have to really ask questioning myself. Oh my God, this is what it is, for myself this is. In this sense here, of course, what we can know is, one thing is very clear, you know, we see in our day-to-day life, we are all pervaded by this energy of dualities. Is there anyone who can escape that? This is pervading, and we are all victim of that. Here it is honor and dishonor. I'm sure every one of us here must have experienced dishonor. Someone says, immediately your whole thought process has changed. Then you start thinking, your whole day, you cannot forget, you are thinking, contemplating. I will see, why did he say that? You know, why I am neglected? Why I am not respected? Why I am not recognized? How can people ignore me? My God. Now this is duality. Because this world, where there is honor, then there is honor also. There is honor. When you have honor, yes, it's nice, it gives life pleasure. But it's remember that dualities means where there is honor, there is dishonor. I remember many years back, one of the devotees saying that when there is pleasure, joy, just remember, just round the corner there is displeasure waiting just to enter. Well, so there is no need to get carried away. So this is duality. So here it is about two dynasties, you know, family, honor, dishonor. The Lord wants to say, whether it's heat, cold, success, failure, victory, defeat, day, night, birth, death. You can go on naming. This world is just dualities. And the course of time, kala power, everything changes. Where there is honor, there will be dishonor. So this is what we are for in this world. So what should we do? Something to contemplate. Oh, this is what I am in the midst of. So unless someone has touched the most stable thing, he will be disturbed. So what is the most stable thing is, go deep within. Get connected. So the Lord is coming down to just give us something to get connected. He's so kind. He's just waiting, waiting, waiting. When are you going to understand? When are you going to come back to your senses? Now that sense, okay, Janmashtami, lot of crowd, people will come. As on Sunday Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was just remembering the Kumbh Mela. He was remembering there are such people coming, they are seeing the Mahantas in the procession going, but just, you know, holding. What are you asking for, you know? What do you want in life? If we are asking for something to make our life very comfortable here, and I want to live here very fair. Who would like to have disturbance? We want to have peaceful. But then, force of time, everything is... So that way this festival is very popular. Even the atheists also, they celebrate this festival because there is so much joy, there is so much fun. So yesterday I was hearing, I went to one place, the TV, it was going on, the TV. Are maza hai, janma, bhagwan, maza karna hai. So everything is centered on maza karege. That's what is. Life is meant for enjoyment, no doubt. Life is. But we should know what is real enjoyment. We all like to. But without Prabhupada's mercy, we would not know what is Janmashtami. I'm sure most of us, we have seen Janmashtami right from our childhood. Our parents have been celebrating. As a ritual, we all do it. And what we remember is only nice prasad, maybe some festive mood. But who knew about this? Who knew the significance of what it is for us? Everyone individually related this festival. See the craze. See the Govindas, this Dahi Handi is so popular now. Even there is a ladies team. And it is the most crowded event. And you know why people come if the ladies event is there. It has gone to that extent that, and they are practicing for weeks together, they are because it is a competition. And in the name of Janmashtami, Dahi Handi, and there are lakhs of rupees. So this is how, when there is no proper education, spiritual education, the society, in the name of religion, irreligion is accepted as something right. That's all. That's what is already predicted. So these are the dualities which are affecting all of us. That's what is material existence. No one can escape. And just something to just catch upon, that honor, dishonor. We know that how difficult it is. The one who is respected, if he is not respected. Now Shastra says that it is worse than death. That means, when we are respected, you should be prepared that, my God, if I am not respected, it will be going to be very painful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, please, don't expect any respect. Because if you expect, the nature of this world is, you will be disrespected. And if you are disrespected, very painful, very painful. Trinadapi sunichena. Even to hear this shloka, it sometimes causes discomfort. Trinadapi sunichena. Not an easy task. To respect everyone, but not to respect others. Not to expect any respect from others. See the conditioning. So, this is duality, and at this level it is happening, and they are about to fight. So this dualities are the one, in short, we can also see it's pulling us in all directions. Whoever we are, whether it's a brahmachari or a grahastha, but at least for a grahastha, several other things are also pulling. And when it is pulling, then you lose focus in life, you are distracted, your whole the energy just overwhelms you. It starts somewhere. See how dualities of this world can affect our world. One of the most thing what I see is about health. When you are healthy, you don't know what is to fall sick. Those who are sick, maybe they know what is health. You are healthy, you not. For if you want to know what it is like to be breathed, breathing. You want to know what is breathing like? Do you ever think about breathing? You are breathing, you know. Go and ask the patient who has asthma. Just ask him what it is like breathing. Oh, every breath. So there are several, diseases we see it. So this is again a duality. Health and disease. If you have good health, be prepared. You will always not remain healthy. There will be disease. So anyway, but the Lord is saying this body has been given to us. It is His gift. It is His property. It has to be taken care. It shouldn't be neglected. So there has to be balance in everything in this journey to make progress. So there are four main things. One is health. Take care. If the health is not proper, very difficult. It's a big distraction. Takes you away. Then those who are in grihastha life, of course, family. But it's not that you put all your energy into family life and you don't know. Again, the vehicle can't go ahead. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gives this analogy very nicely, that just like a vehicle has four tires, so these four tires, even if one tire, the pressure is less or it is deflated, just imagine how the vehicle will move. Can the vehicle move even if one tire is deflated? It can't move. Even if it moves, it will be just wobbling like this. So these four things, the health and then the family, then the third thing comes is the career, the livelihood. How much energy goes into that? Even if you don't give proper full time, that is also a problem. That has to be given. And the fourth one, of course, is spiritual practices. So, without spiritual practices, only these three things, you don't know where you're going, nothing. And when these effects, these dualities, when they affect that, it is like storm attacking, and then if you, there is no proper foundation, thrown out, disturbed, that's what is stress. One of the major disease this century where people will die is because of stress. WHS already 60% of the death is because of lifestyle disease. So that means material civilization is only teaching people how to die fast. You're just rushing so that you can die. So these four things, if it is not balanced, so that is what is Janmashtami. So this is, so no time. We try people to please at least come for Janmashtami festival. Naya, no time. No time, but then problem. How are you going to face difficulties, crisis in life? If there is no proper foundation, are you not do something? These are investments, spiritual practices. So he says these four things, which is very relevant to understand in our day-to-day life. So Bhagavad Gita says, what is his foundation? There is one very nice verse in second chapter, achala pratistham. Apuryamanam achala pratistham. What an analogy it is. Very easily we can relate it. Just the ocean is just across. I can see it, you know. See the depth of the ocean. Whether it rains or it doesn't rain, the ocean is calm. Why? Because it has got depth, deep. So that is spiritual life. Go deep. Get connected. And then these dualities which are inevitable. So this should be the reason why coming to the Lord, Lord is willing to give us a way how you should get connected by these type of pastimes, the holy name, festivals, devotees, association, service. What is the purpose? Go deep down. Why? Prepare for the future. Any time. So this is one way we can think about, one way how you approach. But anyway, what exactly is consciousness? We can just relate to one pastime of Krishna. There are several pastimes, I'm sure you'll hear. But there is one pastime. Now this pastime is again very popular. But popular for the wrong reason. Are yaar, Sudhama jaisa yaar, apna bhi ho jata to yaar. Isn't it? Kya yaar? Kya sab kuch de diya Bhagwan isko? But that is very superficial. So in short, we'll narrate this story. Very short, but see the The whole purpose of this pastime is consciousness. What is the foundation? What was his foundation? For him, there is no question about this duality is affecting him, because he was quite deep. So Sudama was in Porbandar. That place is still there, and he was living with his family. He was so poor that his clothes were tattered. He could not even forget about just a heart. He didn't even have proper food. So now, his wife, but they were happy. Why they were happy in that state? There was no envy in the heart. I don't know what it will be like, a feeling when there is no envy in the heart. We have to just think, when will that day come? There is no envy. Now Sudama was fully satisfied in that situation and happy. Now she wife was also happy that way. Imagine the wife to be happy with not her. They had to beg, you know. Now, but the problem was, the wife could not see her husband like that. Now, if she had told her husband that, my dear husband, I think why you are living like this? You know, why don't you? Your friend is such a wealthy person. I am sure Sudama would have not bothered at all. Well, then why? Where is the need, you know? Well, we are... what do you need? But she was intelligent. She said, look at us, you know. See here. You know, why? At least some basic needs we needed. Can't you just go and ask your friend? So he felt, my God. He was compassionate towards her. Okay. For her sake. Actually the truth was, she was doing it for his sake. And he was thinking, okay, for her sake. My, what a level of consciousness, yeah, for someone to be together where they are thinking about each other's welfare, not for my sake, your sake. So he said, okay, now I'll have to do something. But he is Dwarkadish. If I am going, I have to take something, you know. I can't just go empty-handed, that because that is a culture. You are going something, you have to take something. But there's nothing he can carry. So then go to the neighbors and beg and some chipped rice, and he carries the chipped rice and puts it, you know, ties it up, and he walks. Just for this, for my family's sake, I'll have to go and ask Krishna, please, why, you know. So then on the way, he's walking, he's entering the city of Dwarka. And people actually could notice, because residents of Dwarka, they are not ordinary people. They could see that this person is very poor, tattered clothes, he has nothing. Anyone would ignore. See, this is how that in English it says that to know one, it takes one to know one. If our consciousness is not at that level, you can never recognize, you know, who is advanced. We'll see from our own, ki who is advanced, who is not advanced. But Dwarka city, they could see that. They saw something in this person. But see, he looks very enlightened. So anyway, he passed through the guards and they took him, because the brahmanas are welcome anytime. There is no need to for... Right inside where Krishna was sitting with Rukmini. And as soon as Krishna saw Sudama from a distance, he jumped out. Came running and he embraced him. And all the residents of the palace, they were shocked. He said that Krishna never does this to anyone. He never does. He doesn't go and just embrace. This person must be someone very special. Krishna then makes him sit, washes his feet, takes the water, he drinks it, he sprinkles it. He worships him. And then they sit down, and he gives him a feast. And after that, at night, they are together. They are talking about their old childhood, student days. Remember what happened one day. We got lost. Storm, forest, darkness. We didn't know where to go. We were waiting. And so they are remembering that. Such loving relationship they had. But Sudama had come something to ask. in his, he had something to ask for his wife's sake. So then they go to sleep, and next day morning Sudama is about to leave. So Krishna says, Sudama, you didn't get anything for me? Oh my God, Sudama said. He's asking me. I can't lie also. You didn't get anything for me. So he kept quiet. How can he give him chipped rice? You know, he gave him such a feast, and now his chipped rice. He just kept silent, you know. Krishna could understand. He just grabbed that thing from him, put his hand inside and put that morsel. And he was so happy. Sudama was feeling so embarrassed. My God, you know, I could not even give something. What did I have? Chipped rice, such a cheap thing. And here Krishna, after he takes a small cell of that, he feels so ecstatic. And he puts his hand again. He's so ecstatic, he wants more. Rukmini comes and stops it. My Lord, it's enough. You have taken one morsel, that will nourish the whole universe. Finish. Everyone is happy now. You don't have to take. So this way Sudama leaves that place. But on the way, he remembered suddenly, my God, my wife had sent me for, I didn't know, okay, but what to do? He's walking, 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 then he's going towards his address, wherever he has to go, the hut, and he's looking out for where his hut, a lost place. Suddenly he's seeing the place where there is a hut, he's seeing a big mansion, and there are lakes and gardens and fountains and fragrant flowers and birds, and there are people, very beautifully dressed people are moving around. Very, very, and my hut was here. What happened? And then he sees his one lady, well dressed with ornaments and with children dressed. She's coming out, and as he sees them closer, he says, God, this is my wife. No, he didn't know, someone had to tell him. Someone said, Sudama, this is your wife. Then we went close, he said, yes, she's my wife. Now see the consciousness. She looks at him, he looks at him. No one asks any question. He doesn't ask what happened. She doesn't ask him that how did this happen. Both of them just look at each other. And what happens? You just remember Krishna. How grateful we are that I knew this is. She also understood. He also understood that it is all because of Krishna's mercy. And then they went inside the palace. Now there is opulence. And they live together. But did the consciousness change? The consciousness was same when they were living together in that straw hut. So this is what we call as foundation. Go deep. Get connected. Whether there is honor or dishonor, there is wealth or poverty. Now this is real wealth. So actually the Lord wants to give us real wealth. That is Janmashtami. He has just come. He is giving. He wants to give. He is give. What is the question about asking? He is giving. Only thing, how to receive it. This is how we prepare, with gratitude. That my God, I am so fortunate. There are millions of people around. They are not received. I have received something. Come in front. Thank you. Do in my own capacity. Do something. You know, go try. So this is one way we can just prepare. I'm just trying to bring out today's just one day before Janmashtami that I'm speaking for myself. You know, just trying to understand. So many Janmashtamis are gone. So many Janmashtamis attend. But every time you have to hear again. Again. What is the significance of Janmashtami? Please. I don't know. See the power of illusion. So many Janmashtamis. But again you have to hear. Oh, this is it. And then for a few days, yes. My God, what a Janmashtami festival. So this is it. So then, those who didn't hear last Sunday, I'll just repeat. Maharaj very nicely brought out about the first Janmashtami. Today the board there it is written, how many temples? 602 temples it is written. Now there is 602 temples. That means all 602 temples are... And what to speak about so many temples which are not in ISKCON society, so many sampradaya, everyone's... But when was the first Janmashtami of the beginning of whatever preliminary prevent of ISKCON? First Janmashtami. This is very strange Janmashtami. This was inside Jaladuta. Just try to imagine. None of us have gone inside. I don't know how many of you have gone inside a cargo ship. What we can see is luxury liners, crews, where people, there is swimming pool, tennis court, banquet hall, dining rooms, 5-star facilities. So when Prabhupada entered on this 50 years back, when he entered Jaladuta, you know how he entered there, hardly anyone came to see. When he entered, it was total darkness inside because it's a cargo ship. It is not well lit. You don't put lights to carry cargoes, yeah? They are just big, you know, containers just pushed and, you know. He carried, he went in dark. He had to just go around like this. They had to show him, and they showed him, Swamiji, this is your cabin. So he went there. And before you could leave the shore of India, Janmashtami was there. So somewhere near Cochin, when the Jaladuta was going, the first Janmashtami. And he celebrated it. In the boat, in the ship. And who are the people who came? Those who are working there. They are working. It is not that they, okay, today is off day. We'll go and, they didn't know what is happening. But during their working, they would come and he prepared something for them, gave prasad. I don't know whether he spoke, but that was his first Janmashtami. So this is Prabhupada's way of, you know, his own, okay, what is real depth. And he carried it. And we know what difficulties he went through. So never ever he felt. These dualities of... it didn't affect him. If we really study Prabhupada, if you see his whole life, when it is the most disturbing thing. There was never a moment when it was something was going on nice. Have you seen the whole till 77? From the beginning to 77, you see... Just one event after another happening. There was success, no doubt. There were disciples coming, temples building, so many things. But if you, same thing you study, there already so much government harassment, you know, so much opposition, his own disciples getting deviated, fall downs, to keep the, just to preserve the culture, or to maintain it throughout. Because he was deep inside, absorbed, and he had full faith, and he is not the doer, that it is all divine which is doing. So out of compassion, the most successful period, once, this was again during Janmashtami in UK, most successful, manor, belt, everything, followers, kirtan, joyful, everything going on. And the next day, Vyas Puja. Imagine, Vyas Puja. So many followers. And there he speaks that, I have not done anything. If there is any qualification, I try to repeat what I had heard. And you are representatives of my spiritual. He has sent all of you to help me. So this is how we learn from Prabhupada this glorious pastime. So the message is, we are all in the middle of this all-pervading energy. It is not a very safe place. But I don't think we keep talking about it. It's not a safe place. It is not a safe place because this energy sucks everyone. It pulls. It's especially this type of dualities. And every day it is happening. You cannot say that it is, today it has not happened. Every day it is happening. And the only solution is with this faith, with this understanding, we can prepare. Tomorrow is Janmashtami. The Lord has descended again and again, only to give us out of compassion. So of all the avatars, the most compassionate, so many avatars have come, but the Lord wanted to know that, no, I want to give something not given before. Even of all the things what he had given in different forms, you know, there were so many forms came. Now you can name all the dashavatars and many forms, but the Lord was thinking, no, I want to give something. So he wanted to give, which is very close to him, is the love of Vrindavan. The Vrindavan love is love, no? Something which, I don't know, whether you can compare that love with any other type of relationships, well, loving relationship. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he showed what is culture of love. He just showed it among devotees, how we can live. So anyway, it is a matter of consciousness, and this is an opportunity to just purify our consciousness. And the Lord comes down to just give us Vrindavan love by enacting all these pastimes. And today we just heard this pastime, where is in the next verses you see how Balaram, the Guru Tattva, the strength, how he becomes angry. And when he becomes angry, so that is why, if there we have to make progress, then it's only way we can make progress is yasya prasadhat bhagavat prasad, yasya aprasadhat na gati kuto. So it is through spiritual master, through his instructions, through his blessings, we make progress in this path. It's a very big journey, very difficult journey, it's not an easy thing. But then that is the real path. Not just coming for some festival with this mood of maza aayega. This is what it's maza nahi aayega yahan pe. Nahi aa sakta. There will be something which will be a prick. It's very sad. There is so many people we see around, you know, so much suffering, so much. Because I am in this profession, I can see it. Your Prabhuji is sitting here. You know what problems you see? Amazing things. Young children, just 8 year old. Young. Actually, in our own congregation, there is one thing happening now. So much suffering. This young girl just married, and she is just on ventilator support. Just remove the ventilator, she is gasping for breath. Can't do anything. She's asking, please, let me give up my life. So, devotee. So, duality is how it comes. It's unless, of course, the husband is trying very hard to help. He's so miserable. So, that is why these two verses are very most important verses in Bhagavad Gita. So, which one should we hear? The joyful one or the... The one which we daily see is Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyadaya. Mameva Prapadyante Maya Meva. Unless you take, and which is the other verse which is very popular, repeatedly speak, is Janma Karma Chayme Divyam Tyaktva Dhyam. Anyone who can understand the transcendental activities of Krishna, who reveals it through his devotees. He reveals it through his devotees. For us it is, of course, Prabhupada. He revealed what are his activities. And Krishna says, those who understand. So once, just on a lighter side, once someone asked, Maharaj, what does this understand means? I have understood Krishna's pastimes, that is, birth is transcendental. I understood. So is it guaranteed that I'll go back to Godhead? He became very grave. You want to know what is understand? Understand means stand under the feet of spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.